This is Leo Baybue on KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio, hearing local voices with you. And a couple of local voices are connected with me today. One in the studio with me, Megan Huseth from the Community Partners of Two Harbors, a care navigator and caregiver consultant. How are you doing today, Megan?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, we're glad to have you too. And Darren Schmidt, you are, I believe, speaking to me from Duluth, the executive director of Western Lake Superior Habitat for Humanity. How are you today, Darren?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
Great. And we've got a really nice reason for having you folks on. There's a lot of uncertainty about an awful lot of programs these days, but it seems like we have a program that is going to be helpful, could be very helpful to some of our very own KTWH listeners in Greater Two Harbors in Lake County. We even serve Eastern St. Louis County. And Darren and Megan, you folks can give listeners details on an opportunity to participate in a timely program through Habitat for Humanity in Two Harbors in Lake County, a chance for seniors to partner with Habitat for exterior home repairs, retrofits, and as I read it, the focus will be on safety, access, and health. But I want to welcome both of you for that good cause and maybe start, Darren, if you would fill us in about how the Age in Place Habitat for Humanity concept came about or how it fits in with the Habitat mission. Because we all think of Habitat as building homes from scratch with the input of, you know, sweat equity from homeowners and donated materials, the whole community coming together to add one unit to the housing stock every time. And this is a little bit of a different angle on that. And I was wondering if you could speak to the purpose and the value of what you're doing with Age in Place repair projects.
Oh, absolutely. Largely it comes from the fact that even, yes, we do build homes, but the homeowners we have, we stay in touch with them because as anyone who owns a home knows, like there's always maintenance, which when you're younger isn't so bad, but as you get older, it gets a lot harder to do those things for yourself. We've seen studies and just worked with people where it's as people get older, it becomes more and more unsafe just from health concerns. But then if you let your maintenance go a little bit and your stairs are unsafe or things like that, where it's, you know, we want one of Habitat's missions is everyone has a decent place to live, which includes people who already live in a home. So, you know, we've been building this program over time to just let people be able to stay in their homes longer and not have to look at like a home or, you know, moving someplace away from their,
yeah,
where they've lived their whole life.
The current Age in Place program, it happens, you know, we have a limited construction season in the Northland. So how many years has this been in force? Is it a regular thing every year or periodic?
Well, we try to do some every year. And just depending, ever since COVID, our budget's been a little limited, so we kind of have to focus.
Yeah.
This year, we're coming back to focus on Two Harbor. We're hoping to do most of the work in June, at the end of June. But depending on what we have for projects and volunteer availability, we'll be flexible in moving that around. So, but we're hoping to get a big push at the end of June.
Okay. Well, time seems compressed then because even though it doesn't feel really impressively like spring quite yet, those daffodils aren't out, June's not very far off. So I hope
it's going to come fast.
Yeah. So I hope this is timely for people who might need just the kind of project you're talking about. I was going to ask Megan if you can share how Community Partners in Two Harbors is supporting the Habitat for Humanity Age in Place project.
Yeah, so we have a wonderful opportunity to partner with Habitat for Humanity and kind of our role that we're taking. I am assisting folks with that application process, kind of doing those evaluations. I am lucky enough that I get to be in homes locally all the time for some of our seniors. And so getting to talk to them about those opportunities of things, you know, about Habitat for Humanity or home improvements that they may not think of that could be critical for their safety as
yeah.
well.
Does that sometimes just come up in the course of a visit or talking to a homeowner about their, well, you're speaking to them as an individual, not necessarily in their status as a homeowner, but they bring up perhaps to you that they're feeling uneasy about something at home.
Yes. And a lot of our homes here and Two Harbors are older homes too. And so there's sometimes where you just, when you've been living in the same home for so long, it is so easy to kind of stop seeing certain things and get used to certain things.
I'm guilty as charged.
So, you know, having someone that comes in and can go, oh, like, have you thought about this? Or, oh, look, this rail may be a little bit loose. Or, you know, just kind of pointing out those things will get folks thinking a little bit more about, oh, yeah, this would be a good option to be a little bit more safe, or, oh, that may be critical, maybe not even now, but would be critical later, especially,
right.
You know, so, yeah.
I took a quick dive yesterday to just acquaint myself with how somebody might process, you know, applying, and found the PDF that I opened up. It looked like it was a pretty straightforward explanation of how people qualify and what there is expected of them. And I'll ask you more on that, Darren, in a moment. But then I flipped to page 3, and from page 3 to 9 was all application. And I thought, oh, even if it's not a complicated set of questions, it could be a little daunting. So I'm wondering, Megan, is that part of what you're going to help encourage people, is that this isn't going to be that heavy a lift?
Yes, yes. So I am there to be able to help with that application process. I know, especially depending on folks' conditions, and, you know, I always to remind folks, you know what, I've been trained to help with these types of things. I am the guru in paperwork because I've been trained to be that way.
Right.
And so
it's your world.
Exactly. So
and
even,
not theirs.
Exactly. So, like, you know, even though it does seem a little bit more concise in a few pages, like when you're trying to go through, oh, would this document count for proof of this? Or, oh, how would I explain this project? Like, you know, I'm there to help with those things. So, yeah.
Right. And so, once somebody has applied, Darren, I assume that then it goes to the Habitat side for figuring out whether you understand exactly what the project is. Does it usually entail a site visit?
Yes, it'll always entail a site visit, and we've got one volunteer on hand, and then hopefully another one I'll be lining up soon. They'll come out to check and go over some of the stuff and assess, because there might be some things that we just can't handle, or that with our budget, we'll, as we take in projects, we'll try to get the most bang for the buck. So things that are easier and quicker to do, which also kind of will how we steer our volunteers, because some volunteers are a little more experienced with building than others, and we'll take a look. And they might even see things that's like, oh, since we're here and we have some people, why don't we also do, we might do some like yard cleanup or some simple things that, you know, I'm going to, hopefully I'll have more bodies, you know,
yes,
more than enough to do the work. So I'm like, why not put them to work?
Right. I just wanted to remind folks we're visiting with Darren Schmidt from Habitat for Humanity, Western Lake Superior Branch, and Megan Huseth from Community Partners here in Two Harbors. And Darren, I don't think I was very precise about noting that this is primarily on the exterior of the house. These are the kinds of projects that include exactly what range of things are typical.
So the most common things are either like stair and deck repair, possibly some sidewalk, depending on how much concrete is involved. Could be lighting, if, okay, like you've got a dark spot that makes it hard to see your footing when you're coming in on,
yeah,
front or back door. Or even, like I had an example from a previous age of place in Two Harbors where the gutter seam was right over his front stairs. So every time in the fall and spring, it would melt a little bit, drip a big patch, and then freeze ice right on his stairs. So
we
just fix that piece of gutter to be like, you know what, you're not going to have to worry so much about falling down your stairs. Although I do want to point out, we do have the ability to look at some interior stuff.
Okay.
Primarily that would be railings on stairs or grab bars in the bathrooms, like in the shower or bath. And then even, there's a little bit to it I need to confirm, but like if you have one of the older, really low toilets, we might be able to replace that with
the new
higher seat,
yeah,
toilets that are just a little bit easier to get onto and off of.
Absolutely. I do appreciate understanding that. And then the other question I'd have would be, a couple may have a couple, three things that kind of meet these criteria. Can you advise them that maybe that's too much of a scale in terms of time and cost, and maybe they have to pick a priority? Or will that happen during the application process, Megan?
It'll happen during the application process, because I would much rather prefer to have too many options and be able to argue, like, look how much we need to do, we should come back, than to tell people, like, no, don't even put it, like, no, put everything down. If it turns out, either through budget or labor, we maybe can't get to one of the three this time, at least we know that it's still an issue and we can think about coming back.
Okay.
So, and then as we do the evaluations, we will prioritize what and how we can do it.
It doesn't necessarily mean you have like an unofficial waiting list for the next time you have a age in place, right?
Effectively, I would like it to serve as that, because
okay,
if it's, you know, or especially because if the timing doesn't line up, because it's always possible that, you know, oh, we're going to do a bunch of outside work on these days and it's just raining cats and dogs.
Right.
It's like, all right, well, it's like, okay, well, I can find a new group of volunteers for this new time frame and we'll do it then. It's just, there's so many variables that I try to stay as flexible as I can to make sure that we can just help as many people as I can.
Great. I think a number of people who are listening are saying, oh, I'm kind of thinking this would be great for me, but I wonder if I could possibly be eligible. And sometimes it can be mind-numbing to talk about a whole bunch of different categories of eligibility, but is it straightforward? People under a certain income level and a certain household size, could you kind of cover with people what they should be thinking about to, you know, have a clue that they're eligible before they maybe approach Megan to apply?
Absolutely, yeah. So if you look at the site, you'll see a bunch of stuff about AMI and percentages. The simplest sort of thing is roughly if you're a single person living in the home, it's about $50,000 or less as your income. If it's two people, it's around $57,000, and it goes up from there if there are more.
Okay.
If you're close, still reach out because we have flexibility. We can work with people, and we want to.
And is there actually an age qualifier? Is it a 65 and over program?
So that's been a question since when I very first started, because I was like, when you say age in place, what does that mean? So technically, the people we look at are in that category because they're there. But under the same token, I think if you're close, I don't want to say 65 and have anybody 60 or 62 turn away.
Okay,
I'm like, great. If you're 50 or older, feel free to reach out.
If you have somebody who's staring at 65, it's pretty coming up fast, and they have a number of issues, this could really make a difference for their future.
And that's
planning.
Kind of, I'll be inclined to prioritize based on sort of need. Like if we have a spry 65-year-old might fall out behind someone who's 60 but has much more severe mobility issues.
Mm-hmm. I understand doing the most service with the time and resources you have. I appreciate that. How would someone approach this then? You mentioned looking it up on the web. Some people are very happy to look up things on the web, and if they are going to go that route, they'd be looking up age in place on the Habitat for Humanity site. You want to give me some coordinates here to how they navigate
that? Our website is WLSHabitat.org. But I would say, honestly, even if you're web savvy, your best bet is to just email us at info@WLSHabitat.org or reach out to Megan in Two Harbors. Just start with us because we can jump you right to answering questions, get you an application, get you listed, and get somebody to look at your situation and start making an assessment of what you need and what we can do.
Fantastic. So I'm going to turn now to across the room here to Megan to fill us in on how folks would contact you in Two Harbors, Megan.
Yeah, so there's a couple different ways. So one option is to give me a call. My phone number is 218-834-8024, extension 4. Or if folks do prefer email, my email is also Megan, M-E-G-A-N, at communitypartnersth.org.
Is that Community Partners with an S?
Yes, with an S there. And TH for Two Harbors, of course.
.org then, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll have that on hand if anybody calls in after the interview and missed it. At least on Wednesday, I will have that detail to share with you. And maybe you also want to give a phone number for you, Darren. Would you mind?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's 218-576-9360.
Thank you, Darren Schmidt. And so time's getting close to construction season. If mostly you're looking at a June start and kind of the whole month of June, Darren, is that the real focus here for the work in Two Harbors?
It'll probably start late June and then go into July as far as we need to.
Okay.
And my experience with construction, it'll probably go a little bit longer, but I'm hoping July will finish.
Yeah. Well, I've had a lot of construction projects that didn't come in on time, but I'm sure you guys have some pretty savvy planners.
Well, it's just all too common. It's the things you can't plan for that surprise you. So you're like, whoops.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I guess what I would put to both of you is, what questions haven't I asked that you could maybe ask on my behalf and come up with some answers? I may not have caught everybody's concerns out there that are thinking about this program. Megan, do you have
I do. So just, you know, for the application process, we're going to do our best to have, you know, they would like to have that to be able to evaluate those programs. So we're looking for a May 1st deadline for applications. I know there is some wiggle room there, but,
so
folks aren't kind of waiting until, they're already here and it's, you know, they already picked out their projects this year. So.
Okay. May 1st, May Day. Nice, simple, clear time to keep in mind. And Darren, I did have something else in mind to ask you about, which was that I know a lot of habitat projects have some form of sweat equity requested from the participating homeowners. And you might be talking about people who are aging and may be less spry. Is there a range of what you expect in partnership buy-in from the homeowners on your projects here in the Age in Place?
So sweat equity is normally something that we include in our new home builds. It's kind of a way to let them contribute to and get invested in their home. For aging in place, since we're usually dealing with aging people, we don't have the same expectation that we'll have you out there banging a hammer or working like that. This is more of a home repair. So there isn't any requirement for participants to do volunteer work. Okay. Although if there is anybody interested in volunteering, please reach out.
Oh, yeah. I've seen people swinging a hammer well into their late 80s and early
90s. Oh, yeah. Some of those folks would be great, but it's like, yeah, for this project, it's not an expectation. So don't turn away because you don't think you can saw lumber or do construction work.
Yeah, excellent. Great point. And the only other aspect that I think maybe I left uncovered a bit is that there is an expectation of a cost share here on the part of folks, or is there not?
There is not. This is pretty much in our various fundraising in the Two Harbors area. This is money specifically set aside for Two Harbors, so we're just using it. So this is pretty much the only. There might be a couple instances where that changes, but that would likely be if we had to bring in somebody like a particular tradesman, like an electrician or a plumber,
right,
where there's extra costs. But that would be, we try to avoid that if at all possible. We're looking for this to be a we'll handle it situation.
That is absolutely wonderful. I wasn't sure that was the case, so I thought I brought it up a little hesitantly. Thank you guys so much for reassuring me this is going to be a really wonderful opportunity for some folks. And if you're listening and it doesn't apply to you, but someone in your life that you know, May 1st, time will pass pretty quickly, about 6 weeks from now, the deadline, Megan. So I hope we bring you some business.
That would be great. It will be such a wonderful thing to have so many folks have their needs covered for them to stay in their home safely longer. So.
Well, thank you so much to both of you for joining us today on KTWH. And I may check in with Megan later this summer to just see how it turned out, how many people got served. But Darren, great work that you're doing. I'm sure it's going to be hectic from here on out the rest of this year, construction season. When does it really begin? It never ends, right?
It's tough in the winter, but yeah, come May is when we usually, it starts to ramp up. And then June, July, August are the craziest times.
I wish you luck with all the projects that you're juggling. Megan, thank you for doing multiple duties here as care navigator and, a caregiver consultant too.
Yes. Navigator and caregiver consultant, all wrapped into one.
Well, we love having you in Two Harbors. We appreciate what you both do. And thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye now. This is Leo Babeu for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio at 99.5 FM, ktwh.org online. A big thanks to Megan Huseth of Community Partners and Darren Schmidt of Western Lake Superior Habitat for Humanity joining us today.